day that the Lord has made. Let us what? Rejoice and be glad in it. It's another day that the Lord has kept us, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad he did? I'm so glad he did. I tell you, as I said, from one day to the next, you know, 1 minute to the next, you know, I tell you, there's so much going on. So much going on. I know y'all may get tired of hearing me say it, but it is so much going on. Oh my God, violence filling the land. It's just so much. And I said, Lord, people act like they don't believe that you're coming. But these are all the signs right here that you're coming. And you're coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkles in our lives. I just thank him on today. I just can't thank him or praise him enough for what he's done and what he's still yet doing. In spite of what's going on around about us with chaos and confusion and upside down world, he's still the same. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for remaining the same. Things changing around you, people changing, and you know, but God is still the same. Say he'll never leave you nor forsake you. People come, people go. People in your life say they'll never leave. Oh, my God. But I just thank God for not putting my trust in man, keeping my trust in the true and living God. Thank God for having eyes to see and ears to hear in this last hour. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us. Continue to lead us and guide us in this last hour. God, order our steps in your word, oh God. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Minister to us all in a special way. Unstop deaf ears and uncover eyes that are closed on today, oh God, that they may see the signs of the time. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray that you think through my mind, speak through my lips. Use me for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Devil defeated, God is exalted, Holy Spirit is present, and Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Well, it's like 3:35 in the morning, and y'all know how the Lord does, you know, early will I seek thee, O Lord. Yes, early will I seek thee. So, today I want to talk about backsliding. Oh, my God. Backsliding. Oh, son of man, come on back. So many people have backslidden and then don't even know it. Don't even recognize where you are. They need to pause and think about where are you. You know, a lot of times people don't realize that you backslide. And you don't backslide all at once. It's just gradual. That's how the devil do. He gets you to go back gradually. You start dropping off things and putting on other things, you know. Pulling off godly things and putting on godliness. Less. You know. Having a form of godliness. But denying the power of God. I tell you. And yeah, you start pulling off, you know. And you look and you just at a place and don't know how you got there. That's how cunning the enemy is in this last hour. The Bible says he's a deceiver. That's the number one key, is deception. He's deceiving a lot of people today, you know. There's some that never really even given their heart over to God for real, you know. When you make a total commitment and make a vow to the Lord, oh, you won't want to break it, because he made a vow to us and we making a vow to him. You know, that he would, you know, he would take care of us and he would lead us and guide us throughout this life journey. Oh, my God. And he's not a man that he should lie. You know, you can count on God's word. You might can't count on man's word. But one thing for sure, God's word is a sure foundation. It don't move and it don't change. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I'm so glad to know. He don't change. But as I said, we're going to talk about backsliding. I think a lot of people really don't understand the time we're living in. You know, apostasy, which means, you know, to turn away from the faith. You know, and a lot of people have, and they study backsliding. You know, like I said, just turned away and not even know that you're not in the place that you ought to be in God. Backsliding, the definition of backsliding is a lapse or a falling away morally and spiritually from God or religion. You know, and the Bible says, you know, to remove not the foundation. Don't remove the foundation. But the enemy will come in and he'll have you to remove the foundation. You ain't wanting to know that you're not on the same ground that you were. You know, a lot of people don't have a personal relationship with God. They just gave their life to the Lord and then that was it. They didn't get what you need. And you need the anointing of the power of the Holy Ghost that will keep you. He said, when I go away, I'm going to send a comforter. The comforter is what keeps you. And it said he will lead you and guide you into all truth. But, some people just get saved and that's it. And, you know, don't have anybody to help sharpen you. You know, iron sharpeneth iron, you know, in the word, you know. But I was thinking, I said, Lord, you know, I'm like Jeremiah, you know. Oh, my God, Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. I tell you, my heart just weeps and, you know, just in anguish with all the things that we see and hear taking place in the world and in the church. You know, I was looking, one of my friends had sent me, Monique, she had sent me a video of this young man, I think he's like 22 years old, was in the military and how he set himself on fire and was saying, you know, hollering, you know, let the Pakistanians go, let them go and stuff. It's so sad. He was from Florida. Young man, the man. Oh my God. It's the man is a terrible thing to lose. It's a terrible thing to lose your man. Oh, my God, he just went up there and just pulled gasoline from the top of his head down to his soles feet, just running off, and then lit himself on fire. Oh, it's so sad. Can't imagine how his family, his mother and father felt to see that, you know. Oh, my God. Like I say, you know, it's a praying time, y'all. Ain't no time for going back now. If we ever need to get closer to God, we need to get closer than ever before. You need to be getting closer, not backing up, not turning back, not turning away from the faith, not turning away from your relationship with God and fasting and praying and, you know, and getting along with Him. See, the Bible said that the number one thing, key would be deception. And we can see that. It's great in the land. America got witchcraft everywhere. Spells everywhere. Just cast a spell over your mind that you would give up on God. Turn your back on God. You see, God told Jeremiah, he said, look, I'm going to put my word in your mouth. That's what he did. He put his word in Jeremiah's mouth. You know, and then Prophet Isaiah, he also, you know, put the word in his mouth. You know, but he couldn't see the Lord until his other eye moved out of the way. King Uzziah died, and Isaiah said, then I saw the Lord. Sometimes we got things and people in your life that hinders you. And you been on backslid and gone back and don't even know it. Lord, have mercy. And you say, create in me a clean heart, Lord, and renew the right spirit within me. I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking to myself, too. The word hit me first. Yes, the word hit me first. It's coming from me, out of my mouth. Now we got to, you know, your life should be just like a mirror. You know, you need to look in the mirror. You know, take an examination of your life. The word of God is like a mirror. You know, we need to just look and examine ourselves every day and see where are we, you know, in the faith. Are we walking closer to God, or are we turning back? Are we so busy looking at others and we slipping back ourselves? Lord, have mercy. Oh, my God. Lord, help us in a day and time like this. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, you and you. Praying for this nation. They have turned their hearts away from truth. Lord, help America. Lord, the America need to repent. Need to repent. A pagan, occultist nation now. Values and morals is gone. Just gone. And that's what backsliding does for you. You lapse. You fall away from your morals and spiritual principles. Yep. Lord, help us, Jesus. Okay, let's go to Isaiah 13 and 6 right quick. Isaiah. I'm going to read this, Isaiah 13 and 6. It said, howl ye for the day of the Lord is at hand. It shall come as a destruction from the Almighty. Therefore shall all hands be fainted and every man's heart be melted. And they shall be afraid, pain and sorrow shall take hold of them, and they shall be in pain as a woman in travail, like a woman having a baby in pain. And they will be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Oh, yes, cruel both with the wrath and the fierce anger. To the land of the land desolate, and shall destroy the sinners thereof out of it. Oh my God. Verse 11 says, and I will punish the world for their evil, and the wicked for their iniquities, and I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and will lay low the haughtiness of the terrible. Oh my God. Oh my God. Judgment, y'all. This is like judgment for Sodom and Gomorrah. There was judgment. And for all those cities around it. Judgment. They were doing in and everything just like now. In and everything was going on. Just like today. Oh my God. And people see this stuff, and then you're going to turn your back on God? Turn away from the things of God? Turn away from righteousness? Turn away from those that help lift you up? Trying to help you to keep the faith? Oh, my God. Luke 9 and 62 says, and Jesus said unto him, no man has put his hand to the plow and looked back is fit for the kingdom of God. Wow, I didn't say that. The word of God said it. That's a powerful statement. And Jesus said it. I didn't say it. The word said, and Jesus said unto him, no man has put his hand, your hand, your work, to the plow and look back is fit for the kingdom of God. Oh my God. Jeremiah 12 and 19 says, but I was like a lamb or ox that brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land. of the living. That's how the look. That's how people feel when you're trying to get on the word of God. I'm like Jeremiah. They just want to get rid of me too. Can't stand Sister Hat. Can't stand it. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to hear that red of church. You know? Oh my God. Let's just get rid of the red of church. It said that his name might be no more remembrance. That's what people want to do. You trying to help them, and you want, you know, you don't want to see anybody lost. I know I don't want to see anybody lost. I don't want my family lost. I don't want my friends. I don't want anybody lost. Even your enemies shouldn't even want them to be lost. That's why we here at the Red Church try to pour into you. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a priest. But I'm trying to pour into you the word of life. Because he don't want any of us to be lost. Whether you're a preacher, you know, or whoever. A non-preacher, a preacher, whoever. Missionary, whoever. You know, usher on the door. He don't want any to perish. He don't want any of us to be lost. That's why I think, I don't know how many got up here, but I think they said over 200 and some messages. Come on, y'all. We got enough word to keep you until Jesus come. Oh, yes. Jeremiah 2:19 said, then thine own wickedness shall correct thee. What? Jeremiah 2:19, thy own wickedness shall correct thee, and the backslider shall reprove thee. Therefore, see that it and evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts. That's what's the problem. He said thy own wickedness, your wickedness, shall correct thee, chasten you, and the backslider shall reprove you. Correct thee. That's what God's word does. It rebukes us. It corrects us. It chastises us. It chastises us. We are God's children. And just like you got children, or you may not have children, but you got nieces or nephews, somebody, you know, that you can pour into. Chastise. You chastise your children. You correct them because you love them. That's what God does. He corrects us and he chastises and he chases us because he loves us. And he know that hell won't meet for nobody but Satan and those demons. So that's why he comes after us with his word and he chases us. He wants you to repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Come on. Backslider, come on. Slide on back in your rightful place. Some of us have lost our first love. Oh my God. You used to have a heart for God and things of God. And now we let other things, you know, replace our love for God. And when time we should be reading and praying and seeking God, we doing other things. We going here and going there and spending time with people. And sometimes they ain't even saved. Unless you're going to minister to them, you should not be in their company. He said we're in this world, but not of this world. If you're not ministering to these people, but doing the same thing they doing and hanging out with them, just... That's just like that rumor with Jace just came out. We as Christians, we got a standard to hold up. That's why people don't believe in church and don't even have faith in God no more, because they look at the church. A lot of people in the church ain't even saved, been going to church all their life, just church goers. There's a difference in going to the church building and touching the building but never touching God. never having a personal relationship with God. Been going to church all your life. Ever since you were a little girl, a little boy. I've been in church all my life. But not getting a personal relationship with God. Not inviting him in and asking him to lead you and guide your life throughout this life journey. We're on a journey, y'all. Oh, my God. It says backsliding and reprove thee. He corrects thee because he loved thee. He loved you. And you're doing bitter, doing evil things. That's what it said, doing evil things. And bitterness, thou hast forsaken the Lord. I got to let bitterness come in. From looking at other people, listening to other people on Facebook and on Instagram and on, at work and, you know, and all of your neighbors and just, the devil come in any way he can, through anybody he can. He'll use anything to take you away from God. We need to return back to God. Flesh will drive you to your destruction. The Bible said there's no good thing in the flesh. No good thing in your flesh. A lot of time people are coveting, you know, what other people have and, you know, what's going on in other people's lives and, you know, and get bitter and resentment and you let the enemy turn your heart away from God. Somebody else got a new car. Somebody else got a new house. You want a house. You want a car. Everybody ain't gonna have a house. Gonna buy a house. You know? Oh my God. We just going after everything but God. And you begin to let the devil poison you by the enemy. Yeah, he'll poison your heart away from God and you won't even know you sliding back. Mm-hmm. Poison your system. It get in your system. It get inside of you. Inside your thoughts. You know? We used to be thinking on Jesus. Thinking about him and his goodness. But then the enemy take you. He take your mind off. Everybody going on a trip. They going on cruises. And they, looking at what other people doing. Or whatever other people have. And we're running out of time. People dying every minute, every second. Somebody leaving here. And we so into what's here. And we can't take nothing with us. You know, your fruit done got rotten. Rotten fruit. Mm-hmm. You eat from the devil's table. Eating from dirty spoon. We don't went in places. And then he asked God. I know some people. We just go in places. We don't ask God. Lord. You know, because when you walk in a place, I don't care what a place is, you walk in there, you get whatever's in there because you openly, willingly turn your will over to walk in there. And whatever in the house, you can receive whatever's in the house. Demonic spirits are real. God is real. The devil's real. People don't believe. Like I just said, a young man set himself on fire. 20-some years old. Oh, my God. The mind, the devil talk to your mind. Get in your head and how you doing things that you just ought not to do. And you be sliding back, and don't know you gone. Don't know you ain't in the same place you were. Because you ain't doing the same thing you were doing. You're replacing, you're pulling off righteousness for unrighteousness. And like I said, going places and doing things without even consulting God. We just doing in and everything now. Everything is in America. I'm telling you, witchcraft in America, spells everywhere. People think it's your thing. Just do what you want to do. But doing whatever you want to do is going to come with some consequences. It's going to separate you from the true and living God. And Jesus came to restore us back. To God, where Adam and Eve fell, Jesus came to restore us back. God sent his only begotten Son for you and I to restore us back, to bring us back in our rightful place, our relationship with Christ, with God. Oh my God. as I said, but it's just so much going on today. People just doing whatever they want to do. Preachers in the church ain't even saved. And they giving people itching ears. Because they ain't saved, that means they ain't living right. So they ain't telling the people that they need to live right. I saw a video Craig Lewis had. He was talking about social media. But in that, he was showing how Drew Sheard, the head of the Church of God in Christ, how he was preaching about, you know, saying that there's a difference in the anointing and the presence of the Lord when he comes in, you know, and saying that preachers not preaching, you know, and preaching like they were preaching, you know, to destroy yokes and, you know, and people to get saved. And then Craig Lewis showed where his wife, Karen Clark, and his daughter, they singing secular music gyrating and doing all the things that the world is doing. So, you know, your house is divided. And the house divided against itself won't stand. So people in the world, they looking at that and they saying, well, why he correcting his wife and why he correcting his daughter? You know, they doing the same thing the world doing. So people don't trust and don't believe in the presence of God no more. But God is still real. He's still a healer. He's still a deliverer. Don't be swayed by people. Don't put your trust in man. Put your trust in Jesus. If you were sick, it was only God that healed your body. These people that weren't there, they didn't heal your body. They didn't deliver you when you was on crack cocaine. They didn't deliver you when you was on heroin. They didn't deliver you when you was alcoholic. They didn't deliver you. It was God. And we make vows and promises to God. Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, if you save my soul, I run on and see what the end going to be. And now, people come in your life and have you turn away from Christ. I mean, a stranger can come in your life. You've been walking with Christ for 20, 30 years, and a stranger can come in your life and turn you away from Christ. That's old backslider. Oh, yes, that's what the devil wants to do, take you back. I don't care how long you've been in the Lord. He wants you back. He wants me back. I don't care how long you've been walking with the Lord. He going to be trying you and pulling at you and tugging at you until you leave. To your last breath, he wants to get you to worship him. Satan won't worship at any cost. And if he gets you to worship yourself, he still got you. Because we're not to worship nothing, nobody, but the true and living God. But we see today a lot of people worshiping men, worshiping T.D. Jackson, worshiping Kenneth Copeland, worshiping Joyce Meyer, worshiping Juanita, and worshiping a creature like yourself instead of the creator, the one that made you, the one that's keeping you, the one that is the reason why you're breathing right now, the reason why you move and have your being right now. Without the breath of God inside of you, you're just a dead, you'd be a dead man, a dead woman, dead boy, girl, without the breath of life. The Bible said he breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living soul. Come on, y'all. We need to get back in the Word of God. Turn back before it's too late. Old backslider, turn back. Before time is too late, turn back. Proverbs 14:14 says, the backslider in his heart shall be filled with his own ways. That's what we're saying. When you backslide, you're going in your own ways. Not God's way, not his will. And the Bible said, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. And that's it. See, a backslider in his own heart shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Satisfied sinners, y'all. That's what we're seeing today. People are satisfied in their sin. Satisfied. not saved, but satisfied in your sin. Satan take you back slowly until he take you back slowly until he get you, just get you. Yeah. And then you wonder how you got there. But what did you do? Was you praying when when God wake you up early in the morning or late at night, whenever, he wakes you up for a reason. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to talk to him and him talk to you. He ain't just wake you up for you to look around in the room and just lay there and say, I can't sleep. Or to get up and go get something to eat, or get up and start looking at your phone and get on Facebook and Instagram and all that. No, he waking you up because he want to talk to you and want you to talk to him. And when you talk to him, he gonna talk back to you. And it won't be voices, it'll be the voice of God. He walk with you, he talk with you, and he'll tell you you are his own. When you invite him in your heart. Oh, yeah. Yep, just slowly go away back into your old ways of doing things. Listening to the same old music. Oldest but goodest. Hey, you think the goodest? It's like trick or treat. You think you're getting a treat, but you're getting tricked. And by the enemy, every day. He's doing them tricks every day. And trick or treat ain't no just one month out of a year. It's every day. That devil don't stop. He non-stop. He working 24/7. And he working even harder now because he know he running out of time. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. But he'll put things, make things, make you be enticed to worldly things. The wealth and the prosperity thing that the preacher's preaching. Run out the money, run out the things, and not running out the God. Just push God to the side. You know, when people were starting to stand up with Leroy Thompson talking about money coming to me now, had people standing up there pointing at themselves, money coming to me now. See, that was a trick of the enemy even way back then. What, 20 years ago, or maybe longer, people started to say, money coming to me. And they forgot all about Jesus coming. Jesus coming. That's what we're supposed to be promoting, Jesus. Jesus is coming. And he's coming back for a ready church without spot or wrinkle. But no, you had people like T.D. Jakes and Kenneth Copeland, change the scripture, change the word of God, telling you, you'll heaven right here on earth. And that's not what the Bible taught us, and that's not what the Bible said in the beginning, and the word don't change. But they changing, and they changed the word, just like Cotton Pierce said, he decided in his own mind that, there was no hell, so I'm not going to teach about hell no more. See? Who are they? They didn't make the word, and they not God, but people start lifting them up as if they is God. And T.D. Jakes can say no wrong, do no wrong. People worship these people. These are idols. These are idol gods. America has idol gods. American idols. That's what we got. Idol gods everywhere. You lifting up these men that's got to stand before God just like you, give an account just like you. Got to give an account. They got to stand before a holy God. And give an account for everything they do and say. And here, we're going to be judged. Oh, my God. Like I said, they start talking about prosperity. T.D. Jakes on TBN, plant your seed, and if you don't plant your seed, and you ain't gonna get nothing, and all that, you got to sow to get, and all that. That's not what the Bible says. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. He said, freely give, freely receive. So, see, they starting to twisting up and lying prophets, lying preachers. start lying to you. Many ways to God when the Bible said Jesus is the only way. Start just changing up and twisting up the word of God. And that's why we got chaos and confusion, witchcraft in America. And Jace had one sermon called Spellbreaker. No, Spellcaster. That's what they're doing. Casting spells on the body of Christ. But none of that stuff will work if you call on Jesus and you in Christ. You know? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. When you call on Jesus for real, repent and turn away from your sins. Turn away from your flesh. Nothing good in your flesh. I mean, what, 5 minutes, 10 minutes of, what, to be with somebody in the bed? Come on, y'all. What would you exchange? What would you give in exchange for your soul? What would you give? Oh, it's not worth it. Nobody's worth your soul. Nothing's worth your soul. Nothing. No turning back. You sing the song, no turning back. But you're turning back all the time. So you can sing a lie as well as tell one. You say, Lord, I won't turn back. My God's been good to me. My God set me free. Oh, Lord, I won't turn back. And look at you. Don't turn back. Don't go on back. Oh, my God. And sometimes we go so far back, oh, my God, that we can't get back. You can go too far, stay too long, and get back too late. Don't let it be said too late. Oh, my God. I mean, times that you should be reading and seeking God, we at the movies, and we at dinner, and we at games and sports, and all these things are idols. Shopping, and you should be, you know, seeking. I mean, not that we got to be doing all this all the time, but the devil use these things where you just, he just blow the word right on out of you completely. Satan knows what you like. He knows what you like. So that's what he does. He send you something or somebody or something that you like. Mm-hmm. So that your heart can grow cold towards God. And you won't fear and reject, and you won't fear God, you know, no more fear for God, you know, you start rejecting God, you know, and your fruit, you know, when you used to, you know, have good fruit, your fruit will be your own instead of God. Satisfying yourself, no more holy thoughts, no, you know, no more holiness, and no more, you know, righteousness. Like I said, no more holy thoughts and actions. Your heart starts delighting in yourself. Delighting in yourself. And there's no good thing in yourself, in your flesh. No good thing. The Bible says, Galatians 6:1 says, look, brethren, if a man be overtaken to a fault, ye which are spiritual restore. Such a one. That's what I'm trying to do. See, that's my job. It'll restore you back. When we see you getting off track, anybody getting off track. Mm-hmm. Misconduct, you're sin, you know, you're just doing all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. Ye are to restore such a one. When you ain't doing the same or acting the same or God don't change, so if he don't change, why are we changing? We represent him. You can't see you changing? Help us, God. It said, restore such a one in spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. So we all got to, sharpen the iron. We got to keep each other built up in the faith and help each other stay on the right road. On the right track. Like I say, you know, keep an eye on yourself. Keep an eye on yourself. Examine yourself. Keep an eye on yourself. Watch what you say. Watch what you do. Watch where you go. Watch who's around you. People are watching you, and some of us are hindering. The Bible said not to stand in the way of sinners. But that's why we got so much suicide and going on, because nobody believe in the in the so-called church now. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But if people ain't preaching the word of God, you ain't gonna hear the word of God. But if they just preaching prosperity and money coming to you now, then that's the mammon, God. The Bible says you can't serve God and mammon. You got to choose who you're going to serve. You're going to serve God or you're going to serve your money, your house, your car. We got to keep our face in the mirror of the word of God. The word of God is, it be like a mirror. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Keep your face in the mirror of the word of God. Keep your eyes on yourself. Yeah, keep your eyes on yourself. Or you've been on backslid. Colossians 2 and 8 says, beware lest any man spoil you with vain philosophy and vain deceit. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after Christ. Oh my God. So we ain't impressed with your philosophy and your so intellectual. Oh my God. That's the kind of stuff that bring in doubt about God, your philosophy. Like Jason are doing the Evolve conference. Evolving. Where we evolving from? Come on now. All this stuff, y'all better pay attention to all these buzzwords and stuff. Karma gonna get you. That ain't what the Bible said. The Bible said, vengeance is mine and he will repay. That's what he said. Not karma gonna get you. And the Bible said you gonna reap what you sown. That's what the Bible said. All these new terms that these people saying, oh my God. Synergy. It's just what it says. Synergy. Sin. In thee. Is what it's gonna bring. That's what it's gonna bring. Synergy gonna bring sin in thee. James 5 and 20 says, let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the errors of his way shall save his soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sin. In other words, you know, if somebody trying to convert you from a sinner to a saint, to stir your heart and your mind back to God from the errors of your ways, your wrongdoing, your backsliding, to the saving of your soul from death, from eternal separation from God. That's what sin does. It separates you totally from God. Oh my God. Oh yes. Hosea 14 and 4 said, I will heal the backslider and I will love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. When you repent, he will heal you from your backsliding ways. And it's free. You ain't got to pay for it. He said, I love them freely, for my anger is turned away from him. You see, when God forgives sinners, he forgives the sin. Come on, y'all. When God forgives the sinner, he forgives the sin. When Christ comes in, Christ helps you from your backsliding. When you repent in order to go to heaven, that's what repenting is all about, so we can go to heaven. Invite Christ in your life so you can go to heaven. Oh my God. You see, as a Christian, becoming a sinner again is what sin bring in when you continue in sin. Yeah, as a Christian. And you know, you're supposed to be a Christian, and you continue in your sin. You ain't no Christian. You're a sinner. You turn into a sinner. You backslid. You gone back. You turned away. Oh my God. The Bible said, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that you shall obey it in the lust thereof. That's Romans 6 and starting at 12, and you can keep on reading to down to 23. It said, he that overcometh, the same shall clothe in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. Don't you want your name in the book of life? I want my name written in the book of life, not of death, not in hell, but the book of life. But I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. That's what God said he would do. And the Bible saying, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has said to the church. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to tell you what the Word of God said. Revelation 3 and 5. Yes. So we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. Just want to make a difference. Time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. And Lord knows he's coming back for a Ready Church without spot or wrinkles. Will you be ready? Will you? Oh, my God. I want to be like that. I want to be ready. I want to be ready. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Oh, yes. And you're running all this long time to lose out. Oh, no. Been running a long time and ain't got tired yet. Running for Jesus a long time. Ain't got tired yet. Song said, oh, no, I ain't got tired yet. Are you tired? Evidently, you tired. If you backsliding, you tired. Oh, my God. Don't turn your back on him. Don't turn away from God. Don't walk away. Son of man, where you going to run? Where you going to run? You can't hide. You can't hide. That's what a song that the old saints used to sing. And a lot of those old songs that the saints used to sing, you need to get back to them. Because these humping, bumping, crumping ain't going to do it. Amazing grace, how sweet a sound to save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Now that will get you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I knew it was the blood that saved me. Oh, yes. I knew it was the blood. I knew it was the blood that saved me. I thank God for the blood, and I pray that I can make a difference in your life and in your family's life. I pray that you would take heed to the word of God. While the blood run a warm in your vein, the dead can't praise him. But while the blood run a warm in your vein, while you got the activity of your limb, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. Oh, backslider, come on back before time is too late. Jesus loves you, and he's calling you. Oh, sinner, come home. Come home, come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Meaning, give your life to Christ before it's too late. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. Ask that your hand be upon us today to continue to lead us and guide us in every way. We plead the blood of Jesus over you and your family today. We pray for those that are lost, oh God, that they will turn their lives over to you before time is too late. That they will seek you while you may be found and call upon you while you're near. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus for the sin-sick nation that turned their hearts away from truth. We plead the blood of Jesus. You say, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way and seek your face, oh God, you will heal the land. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray. In the name of Jesus, we speak your word. Exodus 15:26. Oh God, none of those diseases that were brought upon the Egyptians shall be brought upon us as we walk in righteousness. Oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will help us to walk in righteousness. Help us to walk in holiness, God. Help us to seek your faith and turn from our wicked ways, God. Pray for that sinner on today, oh God. Son of man, where are you going to run? In the name of Jesus, preachers, deacons, mothers, fathers, sisters, and brothers, where are you going to run? Oh, my God, Jesus is soon to come, and he's coming back for Ready Church. Will you be ready? God bless you, Ready Church.
Through every pain and every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, he's proved faithful to me. And every word he has promised is true. And what I thought was impossible, I've seen my God do. So